Bahrain is predominantly a Shia country. The great majority of the population is Shia, but it has been ruled by a Sunni dynasty, and the Sunni royal family has relied very much on its partnership with Saudi Arabia to maintain its hold on power. What's been going on recently is that the Arab Revolution that has swept across the Arab world has reached Bahrain, and the desire of the Bahrainis has initially not been sectarian. The desire has been for an accountable government. There has been a push in Bahrain for government responsibility and accountability to the public. But because of the religious composition of Bahrain, in terms of the Shia-Sunni split, it has quite readily taken on a religious and a sectarian nature. So it has turned into a tension between the Sunnis and the Shias. And of course, the fact that the Bahrain royal family asked for Saudi support to suppress the revolution in Bahrain hasn't helped the situation, because now you have the Saudi government backing the royal family and accusing Shia Iran of trying to unstable and destabilize the region.
Do you see the situation improving at any stage soon?
Well, the situation has quieted down somewhat. There is the level of violence has declined, but the underlying problem remains, and that is you have a royal family that is not responding to the wishes of the population. So that means there's plenty of opportunity for tensions to flare up again, and to violence to erupt onto the streets again.
Do you think the international community could and should do something?
I think the international community has a great responsibility in reminding the Bahraini government that it needs to be accountable to its population, that it cannot ignore the wishes of its own citizens. But there is a limit to how far the international community can push. There's a limit to how persuasive the international community can be in relation to Bahrain, because after all, Bahrain is not a democracy. It's a monarchy, and that means the royal family doesn't have to respond to popular wishes.